Why do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And your English will improve today as we continue talking about planning for the future. Of course, we've already learned something from our lesson with Ben and Uncle Bob in yesterday's lesson. And of course, Uncle Bob and Aunt June are going to move to Hawaii. They've purchased a condo there. Ben will really miss having Uncle Bob around. But Uncle Bob does talk about planning for your future. As a company or organization, it's very important. Now, can you think of any companies that have been very good at changing with the times, Carolyn?
There are many companies that are still around and have become huge because they were successful at changing with the times. One that I can think of is Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook used to only be open to college students. You needed an email address that ended with .edu to even sign up to be a member.
I remember that.
But now they've expanded to everyone, and they are a very successful company.
And I think that is a prime example of how you can change with the times. And they continue to change with the times to be relevant to what people need. Okay, we have more to learn from Uncle Bob and Ben in today's lesson.
Planning for the future.
What? I've read your business plan and it was very clear.
Right, it was clear. But you'd be stunned by how much my industry has changed in the last year.
That's just the way business is, Ben.
I know, but what can I do about it?
Well, Ben, you need to take some initiative. You need to refocus on your business plan.
Refocus?
Sure. When we first talked about business plans, I told you that they need to evolve over time.
I get that. That's why I've worked hard to stay abreast of changes that are happening in the industry.
Hello, friends. This is your word lady, Ellen. For day two of our business article, we rejoin Ben and Uncle Bob, who are talking about how businesses need to evolve and change as the industry changes. Let's take a look at our keywords for the day before we begin. Stun. Stun is a verb. John's news stunned his family. Initiative. Initiative is a noun. I'm going to take some initiative and look for a new house. Evolve. Evolve is a verb. Our plans always evolve over time. Relevant. Relevant is an adjective. Let's go to the library and find some relevant books. Prospective. Prospective is an adjective. We're interviewing prospective employees this afternoon. Your more information word is abreast. Abreast is an adverb. Let's get right to it and begin the article.
Okay, let's go back to the beginning of our conversation here. You're Uncle Bob still, Carolyn? You want to be Uncle Bob?
Yes, I will continue being Uncle Bob.
Good.
Yes, well, Uncle Bob starts with, what? I've read your business plan, and it was very clear. So Ben does not need to worry about his business going under.
Right, Ben says. It was clear, but you'd be stunned by how much my industry has changed in the last year. Okay, just like we were talking about earlier in our introduction, times change, and you need to change with the times, and your company needs to change with the times. Well, let's take a look at a word from our word bank here. It is stun. If you are stunned by something, that means you're surprised by it or amazed.
Mm-hmm. And it means that you can't react right away. There's no immediate reaction. You're just, whoa, I don't know what to do to respond to that. So you might be stunned by many different things. Maybe you are stunned by what someone says. Wow, I can't believe you said that. It could be good or bad.
Okay, so you might respond and say, I'm stunned. Or maybe someone did something and people don't know how to react. When Lady Gaga first started performing, she stunned audiences around the world by some of the things that she would wear. Remember? Okay, so you can use this word stun in different ways.
That's right. And Uncle Bob responds to Ben's comments. That's just the way business is, Ben. So he shouldn't be worrying about it. He shouldn't be stunned by the way things change because that's just the way business is.
That's just the way it is. And I like that phrase. It's just the way something is. That's the nature of something. You can't change it. That's just how it is. How else could you use this phrase? Well, maybe you're talking about life and some of the difficulties that you're experiencing in life, and you need to have patience and you need to have courage. Well, that's just how life is. It can be difficult sometimes.
That's right. Or maybe you're facing some frustrations at work or at school, and you want to know why it is that way. Someone might respond to your complaints by saying, that's just the way it is. There isn't anything we can do to change it.
That's right. That's just how it is, or that's just the way it is. Well, Ben says, I know, but what can I do about it?
Ah, well, Ben, you need to take some initiative.
Great. I will take some initiative to talk about that word from our word bank. If you take initiative, that means you are doing something before other people told you to do it, before it was even a really big problem. You are taking care of something first. How else could you use that word?
Well, talking about business, he developed the business model using his own initiative. So it was not a project that was assigned to him, but he did it, and he did it successfully.
And I think sometimes in life you need to take the initiative. Do something before you're asked. Maybe you can help out by washing the dishes before someone asks you to do them. You can take the initiative and do something that needs to be done.
And many times people will appreciate and recognize when you take the initiative. They really like people who are active and proactive in getting things done.
Okay, well, I think you need to be proactive here, Uncle Bob, in finishing your line.
Yes. You need to refocus on your business plan.
Refocus?
Sure. When we first talked about business plans, I told you they need to evolve over time.
Ah, evolve. Another key word. What happens when something evolves? That means it changes gradually from one thing to another. So what could evolve?
Well, many things can evolve. Maybe your friendship is evolving. You start out as friends, you just meet, and then you get to know each other more, and you get closer. Your friendship evolves into best friends. And maybe if you are a guy and a girl and you are best friends, that friendship will evolve into dating.
All right, it could evolve from just a simple friendship into romance. Well, I think Studio Classroom has actually evolved a lot over the years. It started out as just a simple idea of teaching music or sharing music and teaching English over the radio. And now it's a TV show, a TV program, and it's very different from the way it first started. So it certainly evolved.
Yes, it has. Now, Ben, I think you have the next line.
Okay. I get that. I do. I get that. I understand that. And I understand right now it's time for us to learn something new with Liz in the Grammar Gym.
Hi there, friends. I hope you're all doing well today. My name is Liz, and thanks for joining me here at the Grammar Gym. In today's article, we see this statement, I get that. The word get can mean many things, and so this little statement, I get that, can mean different things, depending on the situation. But in the case of today's article, it means I understand that. This little statement, I get that, is usually found in informal conversations. If you're coming out of a meeting and you didn't understand a single thing that was mentioned in that meeting, you can say, I didn't get one single thing in that meeting. Or, if a friend tells you a joke but you don't understand why it's funny, you can say, I'm sorry, I don't get that joke. Or, if you're trying to solve a puzzle and you want to let people know that you have figured out the answer, you can say, I got it. So, next time when you're chatting with your friends and you want to let them know that you understand or don't understand something, try using get instead. And if you check out today's grammar tips section in your magazine, you'll find more example sentences there. That's it for today. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. See you next time.
Thank you, Liz. We got that. Okay, well, Ben's line continues here. That's why I've worked hard to stay abreast of changes that are happening in the industry. He's staying abreast. That means, like, staying on top. Okay, let's continue learning with Michelle in the Language Lab.
Hi, everyone. I'm Michelle. 首先我们来看的是 initiative 这个名词。注意它第一个 T 是发音念成 initiative。Initiative 是指主动积极的行动。例如 Will is going for an interview tomorrow and took the initiative to do some research on the company. Will 明天要去面试，他采取主动研究了这家公司。如果是失去先机的话，就是用 lose the initiative 这个片语。例如 We will lose the initiative by not investing in the development of new products. 不投资在发展新产品会让我们失去先机。接下来我们看的是 abreast 这个形容词 abreast 本来是指并排的或并肩的但是在这里是指不落后的或者是跟得上的如果要说明跟得上什么是用 of 这个接续词例如 we'll keep you abreast of the latest news 我们会让你知道最新的消息或者是 as a merchandiser Sarah keeps abreast of new fashion trends 身为一位采购 Sarah 掌握最新的流行趋势
We've been continuing our conversation between Ben and Uncle Bob on planning for the future. Ben is very concerned about the direction of his business and still has many questions. He's stunned at just how much the industry has changed since he first opened his business. But Uncle Bob just gives him the advice to refocus his business plan and just to be aware that things will change. That's just the way business works.Let's continue learning with this conversation in the next part of our reading.
Planning for the future.
I know you have, but sometimes being aware of changes isn't enough. Sometimes you need to get ahead of the changes in order to stay relevant.
How do I do that?
I think the main thing is to look at prospective changes in your industry and consider how you might deal with them.
You mean I should plan for things that might happen and not just react to things that have happened?
Exactly, Ben. You see, you don't need me at all.
I'll always need you, Uncle Bob.
Then you'll have to come and visit Hawaii.
Now that's good advice.
That is great advice and a great idea. I would love to visit Hawaii as well. But first, we need to review from the end of this conversation, okay? Uncle Bob has the first line here. Uncle Bob?
Yes, that would be me. Yes, well, talking about Ben trying to stay abreast of changes happening in his industry, Uncle Bob responds, I know you have, but sometimes being aware of changes isn't enough.
Wait a minute. Being aware of something. What does that mean? Well, Steve and Ken are waiting in the information cloud to talk all about this phrase. Let's go there now.
Today, let's talk about something quite basic, but which can still be confusing to some people, the difference between be aware and beware.
Okay, let's first talk about be aware. Being aware means to be conscious or having knowledge of something. When you're aware, you take notice of your surroundings and keep a watchful eye on things.
Here's an example. We should be aware of the traffic rules when we drive. That means we should be mindful of them.
Beware, on the other hand, is one word, and it means to be cautious or careful. When we drive, we should not only be aware of the traffic rules, but we also need to beware of the police.
Yes, beware. When I hear I need to beware, I think of something potentially threatening, dangerous, or even scary that I need to watch out for.
If you see a sign in front of a house that says, beware of the dog, you should be on your guard and brace for a vicious barking dog.
However, if you're walking around the house and there's a dog sleeping on the floor, you should be aware of the dog, not because the dog might attack you, but because you don't want to step on its tail.
我们今天来看两个容易产生混淆的片语 be aware of something 跟 beware of something。首先 beware 是一个字表示小心提防。如果你看到一个牌子上写 beware of the dog, 那你最好要小心恶犬。所以 beware 一定是用于某种有危险或带威胁的人事物。be aware 意思就不同了。be aware 两个字表示知道意识到，你家里如果有一只狗躺在地上睡觉，你必须 be aware of the dog， 意识到有一只狗躺在那里，才不会不小心踩到它的尾巴。那今天的课文里面 ，Uncle Bob 说 ，Sometimes being aware of changes isn't enough， 有时候只意识到变化是不够的。他建议 Ben 要走在变化的前面，才不会跟产业脱节。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thank you, guys. Sometimes we need to be aware, and other times we need to beware. It's important to know the difference. Now, let's see. Uncle Bob continues his line. Sometimes you need to get ahead of the changes in order to stay relevant. So don't just be aware of the changes, but get ahead of them.
And actually, we wanted to talk about that phrase, to get ahead of something. That means you're not just staying where you are. You're not just doing what everybody else is doing. No, you're one step ahead of everyone else. You're getting ahead. So how else could you use this kind of phrase here, Carolyn?
Well, it can be very challenging to get ahead in the workforce, especially when things are changing so quickly. I know, like...This company that Ben has making apps, it would be very difficult to get ahead because it's in the technology industry and everything is changing so frequently.
Okay, so if you're going to get ahead, another phrase I think of is maybe to have an edge, to have something about yourself or your company that makes you stand out, that makes you unique. And of course, it's good to be ahead of your time, to be on top of these kinds of things.All right, well, we do have a key word here in this sentence. The word is relevant. All right, it's important to be relevant to your customers and what they need.
That's right. So being relevant means that it is directly related to that topic. So if you are running a business, you do want to make sure that your business is relevant to your customers' needs. Are you producing things that people actually want, or do you need to refocus your business plan and make some changes?
And I often think about this word relevant when I'm thinking about giving a speech. I need to think about my audience and what is important to them. I want to give a speech that is relevant to them, that they can enjoy and maybe be challenged by, and that can be useful for them. I don't want to give a speech about makeup to a group of old men. That's not relevant at all.
No, that would not be relevant at all. Now, Ben has a question for his Uncle Bob about staying relevant.
Yes, he does. How do I do that?
Ah, I think the main thing is to look at prospective changes in your industry and to consider how you might deal with them.
All right, the main thing here. Or maybe he could say, the key is to look at prospective changes. And we need to look at that key word, prospective. Okay, so a prospective change, that means it's a potential change. It could happen, and you might need to plan for it.
That's right, so it's something that's likely to occur, or something that could happen in the future. So you might be looking for prospective employees, people that could work for your company in the future, but maybe you aren't hiring yet.
Or maybe someone is looking for prospective buyers. They're interacting and communicating with people who might buy their products. They are prospective buyers. Now, if you need to use this word prospective, maybe you can use it in another way. You can talk about the prospects, P-R-O-S-P-E-C-T. What prospects do you have? Do you have any prospects? That means, is there anybody who might buy something? Is there anybody who might work for you? Do you have any prospective employees? What are the prospects?
Ah, well, a very good question. And Ben, you have the next line.
Ah, of course I do. You mean I should plan for things that might happen and not just react to things that have happened. What's the difference here, Carolyn?
Well, if you are planning for things that might happen, then you are looking for the future and you will be prepared. But if you are just reacting to things that have happened, then it's very hard for you to get ahead. And Uncle Bob says, exactly, Ben. You see, you don't need me at all.
What? I'll always need you, Uncle Bob.
Then you'll have to come and visit Hawaii.
And I think that is a great idea, something Ben should definitely do in the future. But right now it's time for us to continue learning with Michelle in the Language Lab.
Okay, 接下来我们看的是 relevant 这个形容词。 Relevant 是指相关的, 有关的, 或者是具有重要性的。 例如, please keep your discussion relevant to the agenda. 请保持你们的讨论是与会议议题相关的。 或者是 your proposal is highly relevant to our company's future. 你的提案对公司的未来相当的重要。最后我们看的是 prospective 这个形容词。 PRO 这个字首有往前的意思， SPECT 这个字根有看的意思。所以 prospective 是指未来的或即将发生的。例如 we hope the new marketing strategy will bring a prospective increase in sales. 我们希望这个行销策略可以带来未来的销售成长。 或者是 the ad is aimed at prospective clients. 这个广告是对未来的顾客而设计的。 And now keep watching as our lesson continues.
Well, I've enjoyed our conversation with Ben and Uncle Bob today. And actually, it kind of makes me sad. I think the fact that Uncle Bob is going to Hawaii means that maybe in the future, there might not be any more Ben or Uncle Bob, or any more lessons about Ben and Uncle Bob. But I've learned a lot this year from them. What have you learned from their lessons this year? Carolyn, what's something important that you will remember?
Well, I will remember how important it is to make a detailed business plan and to make sure that you keep your money working for you, mm-hmm. that you don't finance too early or take out a loan so that it hurts your business. These are all very important things that we've learned this year.
That's right. I've also learned a little bit about confrontation skills, how important it is to know how to set boundaries. Okay, well, what have you learned? Talk about it in English. And of course, we will see you next time right here at Studio Classroom.
See you.
I am so proud to have you in my life, a good friend. Last a lifetime.